Well, I believe the covenant of the Prophet Muhammad with the Christians of the world can help foster unity and bring Christians and Muslims together.
What will be the key to further this effort, I guess, and to make it, I guess, catch on and spread and have an impact?
Well, we're going to have to inform people, Muslims and Christians and scholars, and spread the word. And so, yes, I mean, this is an effort here, going to mosques, for example, and interfaith events.
What do you feel is kind of the crux of the message of this particular covenant?
Oh, it's all about peace and understanding and coexistence.
And protection of Christians, it sounds like.
Yes, protection of Christians, but protections of all minorities.
What is your life experience in terms that's brought you to this point today? I mean, you know, where have you been? What have you done?
Well, I'm a university professor. I'm an author, a scholar, and yes, I mean, it's been a long journey. I've been studying Islam since I was 16. I studied Islam at the university level and with different scholars from different schools of thought. I actually came across this covenant when, it would be in 1990. Actually, I cited it in the first essay that I wrote at the University of Toronto. It was an essay for a philosophy class, religious studies class. I wrote an essay about jihad in Islam and how Islam was supposed to treat other populations, for example, that had been conquered and so on. And I had cited this document then. And, you know, it sat there for a while, and then I decided to pursue this in more depth at a later stage, so about a year or so ago. And I wanted to obtain an original copy of this covenant. And so this covenant led me to another covenant and another covenant and another covenant, and I ended up with half a dozen of these documents.
How and where was it retrieved?
Well, this covenant here has been known since the early days of Islam. It is the version that I brought here is actually a photograph of the covenant of the Prophet on display at the monastery of St. Catherine in the Sinai. So it's been displayed there for over 1,000 years, and Father Justin of Sinai was kind enough to provide me with a copy. Some of the other copies of the covenants, I found them in archives in other countries. Some were found in ancient monasteries, and so it was really the work of like Indiana Jones.
Yeah. Yeah. What piqued your interest at age 16 to get involved in this?
Next question.
Well, there was some reason, surely, that...
Oh, intellectual interest, you know.
So not necessarily a religious conversion to Islam?
No. I've been a Muslim since I was 16 years of age. Yes. So, yeah, it was a combination of, you know, spiritual quest, academic quest, and so on. In terms of the significance of this covenant, well, not this one per se, the one from Sinai, but there's it could be compared to the discovery of a new covenant of a new gospel of Jesus, for example.